Lake County citrus grower Rex Klontz discusses both an interesting effort to have multiple citrus health management areas, or CHIMAs, in the Lake County West Orange County area spray for HLB spreading psyllids at the same time, as well as the rootstocks citrus growers need for the future. First, Klontz tells about that multi-CHIMA spray plan for Lake and West Orange counties.
That area has been very difficult to have good coordinated CHIMA sprays because of the nature of the way groves are intersect in the towns and with the housing developments nearby. So we're bringing a helicopter up for the spray the second week of February. Our idea is to try to spray at least 4,000 acres in the areas of three CHIMAs, the Green Swamp CHIMA, the West Orange South Lake CHIMA, and the North Lake CHIMA. All three of those areas got lots of acres of citrus there, and we want to try to spray them all in that second week of February to get effective psyllid control.
It's a coordination by helicopter spray within three existing CHIMAs.
Yes, and we're encouraging people who can't, for whatever reason, can't use the helicopter to do ground sprays that same week. And hopefully, between conventional sprayers, ultra-low volume ground sprayers, and the helicopter, we can make a significant dent in the psyllid population. It's been a tough area to get consistent control, regardless of how often an individual grower is spraying. And we're going to target four sprays this year, and we think that'll make a significant difference.
You're here at a rootstock field day today at Dundee. What are you looking for in rootstocks here at this field day?
Most of our conventional rootstocks are showing a lot of stress from HLB, and there are indications that new rootstocks or combinations of rootstocks can be bred that will improve a tree's resistance to HLB. We know that the root system is being affected as bad or worse than the top of the tree. So the right root stock is going to be vital in the future. We just hope we can get it soon enough to be around to survive between now and the time that root stock is available. We'd love to have the right one today, but it's going to be an ongoing process. It's going to take a few years.
Interesting you said that, because Jude Grosser with the University of Florida said there's no silver bullet here. It's going to be a process, like you said. You agree with that?
Yes, and the difficulty for a grower is that when you put a rootstock out, you're making a 10 or 20 year commitment to that rootstock, that sign of tree, and it's a long-term commitment that we can't switch overnight. So everybody is having difficulty deciding what the tree of the future is, and the ones we are picking today very likely will not be what we're planting 4 years from now.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.